Blog Talk Radio.
So pay attention, babe. Pay attention.
Our Father, who art in heaven, quick gave me a beat. Now Pomona's on the set now. Get your money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit? Mama tried, but it ain't no love like homie love, baby. I'm G-up and I'm crazy. And there's a mellow ghetto breeze on my ass, cause I'm banging. Don't wanna die, so I'm packing. And when I see my baby crying, I can't explain how it hits me. I'm trying to take responsibility. But see, in order for me to win, I gotta lose sometimes, baby. I know I'm wrong, but I'ma make it. Now I never hit a woman, nah, but I'll slap the shit out of the bitch. Why you bullshit? If you think with a little head, you get for a little head, little drink. But I ain't going against the grain, not me, not even a little bit. Bet she didn't tell you she used to be my hoe, huh? Yeah, nigga, she's so that pussy for me and for Mona. You better take some of this night time to the icky head fever, so you can realize I'm trying to get rid of it quick. Why you bullshit, medicine, nigga? She could free as lovely and pretty as I can be. Perm sippier than Charlotte's Web, waves deep as Redondo Beach. Tell her, yes, sir. Get your money, why you bullshit? Why you bullshit?
Now what's the problem, nigga? Well, what, your lady won't suck your dick? Cause for the very low, low price of $100, you can use my bitch. And if you act now, man, I'm throwing a hold out above your knife. She used to work down there at the sperm bank, so she got fired for drinking on the job. But you ain't knowing, giving baby your money be killing me. Letting that bitch disrespect you in front of your friends be killing me. Always giving that bitch some dick, killing me. Going through one ear, coming out the other, talking about you feeling me. Now, pop to tell me where my love at. Cause I'ma tell you where you're wrong at. I'm being, but I won't break. Not me, no matter. I'm broken in the Ten Commandments. Plus, I just walked the hole with some Stacey Adams. Shit, not that. You broke, been broke, gon' be broke. Wanna see me broke, but please don't really though. Cause I tell a lie, she'll tell a lie. Then we'll sit there with a straight face and compliment each other on one another's lies. Now I can take you 30 times how to pimp you a hoe. And I can tell you 30 more and you still won't know. You wanna overuse the pussy. Nigga, I'm trying to hit the news with the pussy. In a survey, it's estimated that 9 out of 10 men don't check their spouse. But sugar free, tell your pretty ass to get the fuck out.
And get my money while you bullshit. Baby, while you bullshit. I get that while you bullshit. Baby, while you bullshit.
Bitch, come get your damn kids. You see them tearing up my shit. She's staring dead at their ass and won't tell them to quit. Now, I whoop their ass for waiting till baby turn her back. Let little man come sock me in the chest again and try to run, he getting cracked. I want you, but I really don't need you, bitch. Cause all you do is eat, burp, and fucking talk that shit. And tell your kids I ain't they motherfucking daddy. What, your Medi-Cal expired? Cause they look like they've been eating cat. And it don't cost a dime. I won't knock no pork chop off your plate if you don't knock one off of mine. Get a pimpin' partner, cause a hoe's gonna be a hoe for real. Quit jocking her, cause you's a snack, she's looking for a meal. And I ain't trying to be your friend, bitch. Buddy, buddy, that's my partner, that nigga cool and all that shit. Say,
I won't be afraid, I won't go astray. I feel like I weigh, I'm taking my place. Please let me stay, I hold to my grave.
So how you wanna handle this? Baby, we'll dismantle this, and we blows you out like a candle trick.
And we blows you out like a candle trick. Now get your money while you bullshit. Baby, why you bullshit? Believe me, I get down while you bullshit. That's right. Baby, why you bullshit? The symbol for me, the fuck around while you bullshit. Got King Ken while you bullshit. I'm dang. Come on the town while you bullshit. That's where I'm from while you bullshit. The symbol for me, get your money while you bullshit. Remember we chill? Baby, why you bullshit? Trick, it ain't hard while you bullshit. In a real life, credit card while you bullshit. Got my money, baby, while you bullshit.
Hershey's Gold, taste the gold.
doesn't matter if you're from a small town, a big town, a nowhere town. We all call the same place home. Comcast is proud to bring the Olympic Winter Games 2018 home to Aspen and every other hometown in America.
Apollo? Thought I was endorsing Hershey's.
You are?
But this isn't chocolate.
That's right. It's gold.
You know how much I like gold.
You really are fast.
Hey, Dustin. Hey. Grab a seat. Okay. And thank you. Have you ever had car trouble at a place like this?
Yes, it was like the worst experience of my life.
7 lanes of traffic and open the second lane.
When I get into my car, I want to know it's going to get me from point A to point B.
Well, then I have some good news. Chevy is the only brand to receive J.D. Power Dependability Award for cars, trucks, and SUVs 3 years in a row.
I definitely feel like I'm in a dependable vehicle right now.
I want Chevy now.
I know.
There's a world of miracles inside our bodies.
See every color on earth. Hear sound and inspire. Feel more than just food. Taste a world of flavor.
Hey.
Smell the miracles of nature. See, smell, hear, taste, touch. Why the new world?
Today, right now, you have more power at your fingertips than entire generations that came before you. But it's not really about what technology can do. It's about what you can do with it. We are living in the future we always dreamed of. We have mixed reality that changes how we see the world, and AI empowering us to change the world we see. So what will you do with it?
Dallmeyer has only missed 2 shots at this entire Olympic Winter Games, and that's why she's got 3 medals. She's going to try to continue that streak here, trying to go 20 for 20. And anybody who goes 20 for 20 in this mass start, and sees even relatively well, has a shot at a medal.
Anastasia Kuzminov is the leader on lap 1 of 5. Kuzminov, the highest ranked athlete in this race tonight from when they held the world championships on this course back in 2009. Kuzmina took the silver in that event, and she has also already won 2 silvers in the opening week at the Olympics in Pyeongchang this year.
She likes this course. She said after the individual competition she was a little bit sad about her 2 misses. I think that was actually a really great shooting performance by her to miss just 2 in the individual and take a medal, but she really won that medal on her skiing more than her shooting. I mean, it's always biathlon, it's always skiing and shooting. But most athletes would not be able to sustain a medal with 2 misses in the individual with Mina Kemmerich, and she was able to do that and take the silver.
The German Denise Turman are right behind Kuzmina as they come into the stadium here. And they'll accept the shoot for the first time. And it will be from the prone or laying down position. They will shoot at a target, and that's a little more than half a football field away.
Herman, a very strong skier, comes from cross country where she was a foot specialist in cross country skiing, switched to biathlon about 1.5 years ago, came on to the World Cup season and won the 2nd and 3rd race of the season, surprising everybody with her shooting. She's got to just keep it together in the prone. Prone is her stronger of the 2 suits. Herman, a 86% prone shooter. That's spectacular for just shooting for 1.5 years. But she's only a 76% standing shooter. And the thing for Herman is she takes more time on the range because she's new to the sport. Her range is isn't quite as buffed out as those who've been doing it for 1 decade or more, like Dallmeyer or Kuzmina. Athletes lay down on their bib. So Dallmeyer coming in a little bit later will have a slower start because she's got to go all the way to point one. You'll see targets and shots being taken way down range.
The black target will turn white with a hit. There'll be a red flash for every miss.
Kuzmina, 4 for 4. Kuzmina, 5 for 5. Exactly what you need to do. For Schoenberg with the miss. Ulberg is 4 for 4. Ulberg was 5 for 5 shoots, 25 for 25 over the last six shooting seasons.
Dolmeyer a bit.
Dolmeyer's in trouble. Mitchell clean, Oldsmith clean, Fitzgerald the penalty, McInerney clean, DeMarcus Herrmann, and both center anchors. Clean at this point. So, Valley is center anchor with a miss.
So, Lars Dolmeyer, one of the heavy favorites from Germany, with a miss on the range, he'll head to the penalty loop, and this penalty lap that you'll have to see will cost her a little more than 20 seconds.
Yeah, probably about 24, 25 seconds on a cold night like tonight. But right now, Kuzmina in control of this competition. After shooting one, she's just 7 seconds in the lead. So after the first shooting stage, it's Kuzmina 3.5 seconds ahead of Hanna Oberg, who's having a pretty heady Olympic Games, just continuing to shoot well and ski well at just the right time for the young Swede. Then it's Dorothea Veer, who hasn't medaled yet at these games. Veer ranked third coming into these Olympic Games in the world. There's a shooting of Kuzmina right down the center. The danger that Kuzmina can have now is going out and seeing just a little too fast.
But such a huge relief mentally to go through that first series scene, to go 5 for 5 knowing you got to shoot 4 different times in this event.
Yeah, especially for Kuzmina, who has a long history of messing up that first shooting stage in these head-to-head competitions. But there's a lot of athletes in this lead pack. In there is Oberg, the gold medalist from the individual, Veer, Olgu, Domracheva, Grorson, who is really at a high, competing at a high level as well for the young Swedish team, and Denise Herrmann in there clean as well, 11.9 seconds fast. So a lot of people with medal potential in this mass start. Even these athletes in the shot chasing with a penalty loop have a chance still as long as there are some misses ahead of them.
Every Olympic story is driven by an introduction, a class, a team, or just a chance to get out and play on the snow and ice. Would you like to get started in biathlon?
Last shot. As you get there.
Go to sportsengine.com to begin your winter fun today. Sportsengine.com.
I renew my promise.
To love
and cherish you.
I can't help but to come back to you.
I love you. And only you.
Because you
have that special sauce. Forever.
Rediscover your love for the Big Mac and its special sauce. And for a limited time only, try the Mac Junior and Grand Big Mac.
As long as there is fear, as long as there is curiosity, as long as there are undiscovered corners of the earth, and as long as there is willingness and desire, then you are capable of more.
Free and test drive the all-new BMW X3 today and receive exceptional offers.
The moment you realize that you're not just watching an Olympic event, you're experiencing it. Experience 30 events live and on demand in virtual reality, powered by Intel True VR.
Abstract accident. Seen it? Covered it. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are armored. Bum, 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 bum.
Julie is living with metastatic breast cancer, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of her body. She's also taking prescription Ibrance with an aromatase inhibitor, which is for postmenopausal women with hormone receptor positive, HER2 negative metastatic breast cancer as the first hormonal based therapy.
Mr. Moderator, Reverend Clee, Milton, brothers and sisters, and friends, and I see some enemies. think we'd be fooling ourselves if we had an audience this large and didn't realize that there were some enemies present. This afternoon, we want to talk about the ballot or the bullet. The ballot or the bullet explains itself. But before we get into it, since this is the year of the ballot or the bullet, I would like to clarify some things that refer to me personally concerning my own personal position. I'm still a Muslim. That is, my religion is still Islam. My religion is still Islam. I still credit Mr. Muhammad for what I know and what I am. He's the one who opened my eyes. At present, I'm the minister of the newly founded Muslim Mosque Incorporated, which has its offices in the Tarifa Hotel right in the heart of Harlem. That's the Black Belt in New York City. And when we realize that Adam Clayton Powell is a Christian minister, he has Abyssinia Baptist Church, but at the same time, he's more famous for his political struggle. And Dr. King is a Christian minister in Atlanta, Georgia, but he's become more famous for being involved in the civil rights struggle. There's another in New York, Reverend Galanderson. I don't know if you've heard of him out here. He's a Christian minister from Brooklyn, but has become famous for his fight against the segregated school system in Brooklyn. Reverend Cleve, right here, is a Christian minister here in Detroit. He's the head of the Freedom Now Party. All of these are Christian ministers. All of these are Christian ministers, but they don't come to us as Christian ministers. They come to us as fighters in some other category. I'm a Muslim minister. The same as they are Christian ministers, I'm a Muslim minister. And I don't believe in fighting today in any one front, but on all fronts. In fact, I'm a black nationalist freedom fighter. Islam is my religion, but I believe my religion is my personal business. It governs my personal life, my personal moral, and my religious philosophy is personal between me and the God in whom I believe, just as the religious philosophy of these others is between them and the God in whom they believe. And this is best this way. Were we to come out here discussing religion, we'd have too many differences from the outside, and we could never get together. So today, though Islam is my religious philosophy, my political, economic, and social philosophy is black nationalism. You and I... As I say, if we bring up religion, we'll have differences, we'll have arguments, we'll never be able to get together. But if we keep our religion at home, keep our religion in the club, keep our religion between ourselves and our God, but when we come out here, we have a fight that's common to all of us against the enemy who is common to all of us. The political philosophy of black nationalism only means that the black man should control the politics and the politicians in his own community. The time when white people can come in our community and get us to vote for them so that they can be our political leaders and tell us what to do and what not to do is long gone. The same token, the time when that same white man, knowing that your eyes are too far open, can send another Negro into the community, get you and me to support him so he can use him to lead us astray, those days are long gone. a political philosophy of black nationalism only means that if you and I are going to live in a black community, and that's where we're going to live, because as soon as you move into one of their, as soon as you move out of the black community into their community, it's meant for a period of time, but they're gone, and you're right there all by yourself. We must understand the politics of our community, and we must know what politics is supposed to produce. We must know what politics play in our lives. And until we become politically mature, we will always be misled, led astray, or deceived, or maneuvered into supporting someone politically who doesn't have the good of our community at heart. So the political philosophy of black nationalism only means that we will have to carry on a program, a political program of re-education to open our people's eyes, make us become more politically conscious, politically mature. And then we will, whenever we get ready to cast our ballot, that ballot will be cast for a man of the community who has the good of the community at heart. The economic philosophy of black nationalism only means that we should own, operate, and control the economy of our community. You would never find, you can't open up a black store in a white community, that man won't even patronize. And he's not wrong. He got sense enough to look out for himself. And you don't have sense enough to look out for yourself. The white man has good intelligence. So let someone else come and gain control of the economy of his community. But you won't let anybody come in and control the economy of your community. Control the housing, control the education, control the jobs, control the businesses, under the pretext that you want to integrate. No, you're out of your mind. The economic philosophy of black nationalism only means that we have to become involved in a program of re-education to educate our people into the importance of knowing that when you spend your dollar out of the community in which you live, the community in which you spend your money becomes richer and richer. The community out of which you take your money becomes poorer and poorer. And because these Negroes who have been misled, misguided, are breaking their necks to take their money and spend it with the man is becoming richer and richer, and you're becoming poorer and poorer. And then what happens? The community in which you live becomes a slum. It becomes a ghetto. The conditions become run down. And then you have the audacity to complain about poor housing in a run-down community. Why, you're running down yourself when you take your dollar. And you and I are in a double track, because not only do we lose by taking our money someplace else and spending it, when we try and spend it in our own community, we're trapped because we haven't had sense enough to set up stores and control the businesses of our community. The man who's controlling the stores in our community is a man who doesn't look like we do. He's a man who doesn't even live in the community. So you and I, even when we try and spend our money in the block where we live or the area where we live, we're spending it with a man who, when the sun goes down, takes that basket full of money in another part of the town. So we're trapped. Double trapped. Triple trapped. Anywhere we go, we find that we're trapped. And every kind of solution that someone comes up with is just another trap. But the political and economic philosophy of black nationalism, the economic philosophy of black nationalism shows our people the importance of setting up these little stores and developing them and expanding them into larger operations. Woolworth didn't start out big like they are today. They started out with a dime store and expanded and expanded and expanded until today they're all over the country and all over the world, and they're getting some of everybody's money. Now, this, what you're in, General Motors, the same way it started out like it is. It started out just a little rent-rate type operation, and it expanded and expanded until today it's where it is right now. And you and I have to make a start. And the best place to start is right in the community where we live.
So our people not only have to be re-educated to the importance of supporting black business, but the black man himself has to be made aware of the importance of going into business. And once you and I go into business, we own and operate at least the businesses in our community. What we will be doing is developing a situation wherein we will actually be able to create employment for the people in the community. And once you can create employment from employment in the community where you live, it will eliminate the necessity of human beings having to act ignorantly and disgracefully, boycotting and picketing from crackers someplace else, trying to thank you for a job. Anytime you have to rely upon your enemy for a job, you're in bad shape. When you have, he is your enemy. Anything, you wouldn't be in this country if some enemy hadn't kidnapped you and brought you here. On the other hand, some of you think you came here on the make love. So as you can see, brothers and sisters, today, this afternoon, it's not our intention to discuss religion. We're going to forget religion. If we bring up religion, we'll be in an argument. And the best way to keep away from arguments and differences, as I said earlier, put your religion at home, in the closet. Keep it between you and your God. Because if it hasn't done anything more for you than it has, you need to forget it anyway.
That nigga, he saw it. Could have punched some of you too. Some of that understand my sister. Could have swept into my brother. Understand that stuff. If that's not the motherfucking drop top, that fucking lot of fucking six star, C226 dialogue doesn't mean a misdemeanor. That's what we do. I'm seeing more people than they have to listen. Get off your head like a neurologist. Sit them over there. I'm not going to be a 707, my sister, hell of a back to floor, Terrence.
I understand this shit. motherfucking. Sit with a record.
In the range, five more shots from the standing position, and then a final lap around the course. Here's Vera now. Vera was at a gap of about 9 seconds on the rest of the field. That's drying up. So Vera, probably smart for her. She's not trying to think about the gold medal. She's trying to hang on to the silver or the bronze and just being within herself. Lisa Vitozzi goes by Domracheva. Vitozzi is one of the athletes with a penalty loop so far tonight. And she's showing that she's got really good form by passing Daria Domracheva there. Maybe she's got a good pair of skis as well.
We've got a handful of athletes competing for a podium spot, at least that bottom step in the bronze.
So she's just 23 years of age, the Italian star of the future. She's never won a major event. She's had been third twice in World Cup competition and sitting in the fourth spot now, just a second, less than a second off of the bronze medal, now comfortably in the bronze medal spot. She's going up with her teammate Vera here, so it's Italy and Italy in the silver and bronze position.
And we saw Dozia Odier taking a drink, something we haven't often seen late in the race, but taking on hydration here.
And a big part of that is not just tonight, it's the entire Olympic week of competition after competition, trying to restore the glycogen stores during the course of the competition to give you some energy in the last loop.
Here comes Kuzmina. Final time on the range. She is 15 for 15 so far this evening.
Yeah, but the last time check, 46 seconds. She's got room for 2 misses, and then it would be tight. If she misses 3, big trouble. Just going on a tight.
Oh, she's thinking, wow,
giving away seconds.
Let it go.
Let the shot go, even if you miss.
And she does miss.
That's 2 penalty loops right there. It's 1 penalty loop for real, but she had a penalty loop in waiting. Now, Dorothea Vera, the machine gun from Italy in bin number 8, she could get inside this race.
The mind game of biathlon in full, vivid, living color right here as she brings other racers back into the battle for a goal.
It's so tight, though. Watch Vera. Watch her. She'll shoot fast, but she misses.
She's got to miss.
She went for it. The toasty misses on her third shot. Domracheva 3 for 3. Domracheva's got the CC to match her thinking that she can get out of there clean. What's she thinking?
Macarine in a miss. Domracheva, one more shot.
Taking her time, but she gets it.
5 for 5 for the defending Olympic champion, Domracheva of Belarus.
The time check is 29:16.6. Where will Domracheva come in? Domracheva is good for a silver medal. Now Ekoff speed, overspeed, they're going to be chasing for the bronze. Domracheva takes the silver medal spot, 24.7 seconds back. She's not going to catch Kuzmina. But then it's Kirill Ekoff. So he's got an abysmal season in the bronze medal position.
But only by a few seconds.
She's being chased by Hanna Oberg, the gold medalist from the individual, Vitozzi, Olgu, Vera, and Gardino all chasing for the bronze medal. The gold and silver look to be sewn up.
Some play.
Actually, musicals are typically referred to as shows, not plays.
I don't give a shit.
5, 6, 7. Oh my god, no. Rule number 1 is not cast football.
I think our job is to do what's best for these kids. And I'm going back down.
Celebrate this President's Day with an additional $1,000 trade assist cash. Look at you. Up at dawn, already making progress.
riding your bike to the pool to make more progress, drinking silk, doing laps, chatting fruity in the name of... Wait, who's that? Why is he here? Stop, Butterfly. This isn't about you. Look, Michael, we love you. You're a hero, but so is...
Greg.
Yeah, Greg. This is Greg's story. This is Greg's story. Greg is doing it. Greg is making progress, and progress is perfection.
Starting up to Gus. Smart investments, great ideas, the right talent, and nonstop focus. Our Carpentry EcoTank printer was there every step of the way. With about 2 years of ink right in the box, we got thousands and thousands of...
Games due to
from Parkinson's related surgery, the Roger Vitamin Silver Medal division was the gold medalist 4 years ago.
Goldberg leading this group three. There, number eight.
So hard to chase just outside the medal. 12 kilometers, half a kilojoule, and Kuzmina is cruising. Still no sight of DeMarta. There's DeMarta in the background. So Kuzmina's going to hang on despite that long last shot. Going to hang on for the gold medal tonight.
Yeah, DeMarta is not making the inroads she needed to.
17 seconds, last time check. Going to fall a little bit outside. She made her push. Wow, she's just about even, 17.9. It was 17.0. She lost 9/10 of a second, but Domracheva is staying even with Kuzmina at the very least.
Problem is, Domracheva really needed to make up a chunk of time between the last two intervals because now she's just running out of real estate.
Eckhoff has 13 seconds on Hannah Oberg at 10.9 kilometers, so she's increasing her lead, it looks like. I think our medals are won. Kuzmina, Domracheva, and Eckhoff.
She'll grab the Slovakian flag and have an opportunity to soak in the moment. The 33-year-old Russian-born Slovakian athlete, mother of two, now poised to win her third medal at these Olympic Games, but her first gold, as it comes tonight in the Max Garten Yongcheng. A demonstrative performance and decisive victory for Anastasia Kuzmina. And now Daria Domracheva, 4 years after winning gold in this event, she'll take the silver.
And she likes it. Then Jarrell Eckhoff, with a great shooting performance by her shooting standards this season, takes the bronze for a second straight Olympiad. Right over at 22 years of age, enters Hannah Oberg, two of the stars of the future, come in fourth and fifth. They're in for sixth, starting on seventh, all through eighth. On the shores of great shooting, hitting the first 19 shots, Anastasia Kuzmina continues to roll in the young chair. Coming in line, that's Mona Flossen, followed by Ronnie Bedichova, who figured into it but struggled late with the shooting.
And now here comes Laura Dahlmeier, and misses each of her first two times on the range. It really took her out of contention for a medal. She could have finished almost 2 minutes down and outside the top 15. But Anastasia Kuzmina really rolling in South Korea. And the virtual wire-to-wire winner tonight in the Masters. So a dominant performance by the veteran Anastasia Kuzmina, the 33-year-old who was born in Russia, but just about a decade ago was dropped from the Russian team because of a lack of results. She switched to Slovakia, and now here she is, her first Olympic medal in Pyeongchang and first gold. She captures the Masters tonight in South Korea.
So Anastasia Kuzmina wins her third career Olympic gold and Slovakia's first of these games. Now, for all Olympians, the games are the focus of years of work that come down, of course, to just one moment. And as Mary Carrillo reports, it's not just glory that can last forever.
So many winter sports come down to this. High risk for high reward. Accidents are common. In short track, where peril lurks at every turn, Elise Christie's worst pain has come from a broken heart. And maybe that takes longer to recover from than anything. At the Sochi Olympic Games, the Scot was disqualified from all three of her events, and in one of them, she took down a South Korean skater.
Elise Christie
Lucy in tears because they have just penalized her. There goes the silver medal. The fallout from that race included cyberbullying, harassment, even death. She developed an anxiety disorder that took 2 years to overcome. But Christy reset her career. And in a sport long dominated by skaters from Asia, Christy became the first European to win the overall world title last year. Now she wants to be the first woman to win a short track game. But in Christy's first Pyeongchang event, more heartache, a so deadly poor footage, and her sadness overwhelmed her. But she got up and showed up for her second Pyeongchang event. And in the semifinals, more than heartbreak.
The
jinx
continues.
Release
Christy.
There is much to admire about the athletic heart, especially the ones that have been broken. It teaches us a most noble character trait indeed.
And Mary Grillo joins us now. Such a strong storyline is Elise Christy.
Yeah, it really is. We should mention that she was taken to the hospital. They've taken scans. Her boyfriend has spoken to her. There are no broken bones. And Elise's got another race, her final one, the 1,000, in a couple of days. He says hopefully she'll be good. But, boy, that looked bad, didn't it?
It certainly did, and it's happened before, and we hope for her sake that she can go again. One of the words you used in that piece, Mary, was reset. That's the theme that I know you feel strongly about when it comes to a lot of these athletes.
So much, Rebecca, because the word that gets thrown around a lot at the Olympics is redemption. I think resilience, you know, resetting. We all know what it's like in any walk of life. You have to pick yourself up and walk through something, you know, get over it and continue on. And we see athletes do it all the time. We saw, you know, Michaela Schifrin, you know, she was supposed to win yesterday and she was out of the medals. And she posted this. It's not necessarily the medals to get the most out of the Olympics. Those who are willing to strip down, bare their soul. That's my whole point. I mean, that you are willing to commit yourself at such a young age to do something that takes so much work and put it all out there. The one that I think gets me more than anything is what speed skater Dan Jansen was able to do. It took him his fourth Olympic Games, and he was a magnificent skater. He didn't medal in Sarajevo or Calgary or Albertville. It was here at the 94 Olympics in Lillehammer where he finally came good, and it was a magnificent moment. We all knew how hard he had to work. Of course, he was, you know, coming across with his big thing. Those are the stories that get me more than just about anything, that you're willing, you're gutsy enough to try again.
And it's not just about guts. It's about the amount of hard work. You and I are sitting here in this cozy studio today, and we're talking very happily. And thinking that when we go to the gym, we work hard.
Right.
These athletes work like we have no idea.
That's exactly right. And that's why I feel so much for the athletes that don't come good when they're supposed to. There's an awful lot of pressure put on them. We saw it with Nathan Chen, of course. And he, you know, after a disastrous, you know, couple of skates, you know, he was able to pull himself up and do some magnificent things on the ice. That, to me, is what the Olympics are all about.
Well, it's a lovely piece, and we hope that Elise Christy can go again, Mary. Thank you so much for that, Mary, for plenty more throughout the Olympics. And as we've been talking about, what separates so many elite athletes from the rest of us is their willingness to accept the high risks involved in those chosen sports of theirs. That's certainly the case with short track and also with aerials. We're going to take you out to Phoenix Snow Park for the men's event when our coverage from Pyeongchang continues after this.
So, from the two tracks over here, I want you to pick a new track for your mom or dad, knowing that they could possibly pass it down to you one day.
Cool.
But before you decide, you should know that Chevy Silverados are the most dependable, longest-lasting, full-size pickups on the road, which means that Ford F-150s are not. Which truck would you pick?
The Chevy.
There you go.
That was obvious.
No doubt about it. You want to know what's good?